The lack of veterinary care in rural Alaska is a public health issue, but the solution isn't to lower standards for veterinarians. That was the message the House Labor and Commerce Committee heard earlier this week on House Bill 251. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Dr. Liz Hoffman of Oregon says she's a volunteer with the Christian Veterinary Association, which is willing to provide free animal care in rural Alaska. Here, she describes one village's concerns.
They stated they had had no veterinary services for 11 years, and their concerns were with the population of the animals. They were breeding, and they had too many dogs in the community. Rabies was also a concern, and they were also concerned about dog bites amongst the people in the town, and it was a fairly regular practice for the police to tell people they were going through the town at certain periods of time and shooting any dogs that were not tied up because of the risk of dog bites.
Hoffman says she surrendered her Alaska veterinary license when she left the state a few years ago, and it would cost about $900 to renew it. House Bill 251 co-sponsor Alan Dick, a Republican who represents almost 100 interior communities, says Alaska isn't making it easy for veterinarians licensed in other states or countries to provide free care to animals in Alaska.
It's been like JCPenney and Nordstrom's beating up on Salvation Army. You know, the folks in the bush aren't asking for first-class service. They're not asking for the ultimate of the elite. But they are, what the people in the bush are asking for is if we just could get, spay, neuter clinics.
Annette Kreitzer is chief of staff for Representative Dick. She says the bill would make it easier for veterinarians not licensed in Alaska to provide free care. She says the bill changes the grounds for complaints against them and the investigative process. It sets a six-month time limit to file a formal complaint against visiting vets. It states a finding of incompetence cannot be based solely on unconventional or experimental practices that do no harm to the animal. Kreitzer says the restrictions are needed to keep veterinarians from submitting nuisance complaints against competitors.
The concern that Representative Dick has and our office has and the people that have contacted our office is to eliminate the ability for an economic complaint, a complaint that really is driven by the economics of the occupation of being a veterinarian in Alaska.
Dr. James Delker of Soldotna is past president of the Alaska Veterinary Medical Association. He says the bill diminishes protections for Alaskans.
First and foremost, it is our belief that the Board of Veterinary Examiners was formed to protect the citizens of Alaska, but House Bill 251 effectively strips the Veterinary Examining Board of any oversight or recourse, especially for those individuals who want to practice gratis medicine within the state. The bill also proposes to give equivalent rights and privileges to veterinarians from other countries where standards of training and the health care standards are far below what we would consider acceptable here.
Dr. Hayden Neville of Fairbanks says lowering the standards for veterinarians increases the public health risk.
For example, we want to know for sure that the rabies vaccines we use in our state are active. We want to ensure that drugs given to food animals are safe for us to eat.
Legislators asked about allowing visiting veterinarians to provide the most needed services, spay, neuter, and rabies shots. Dr. Bob Sept of the Bering Sea Animal Hospital in Chugiak says while those services may be routine, they do require skill.
I think everybody thinks that a spay and neuter is a simple procedure until the animal dies. And everybody thinks, oh, wow, because anesthetic is involved here. And I think you have to have competency and you have to have proper instrumentation and at least set up a reasonable facility when you go to these areas.
In other testimony, people suggested the state develop a process for issuing reasonably priced temporary licenses for vets who wish to practice in Alaska pro bono. The committee is holding the bill for further consideration. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.